You are listening to Concert Blast.
Listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Sherry from Mount Vernon, Illinois, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Lindsay.
I'm from Wayne City, Illinois, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Laura Chris from Fort Branch, Indiana, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Eric Walton from Princeton, Indiana, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Lindsay Burrow from Princeton, Indiana, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I don't know where you lay your head or where you call your home. Meals, or where you talk on the phone. I don't know if you got a cook, a butler, or a maid. I don't know if you got a yard with a hammock in the shade. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big house.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Brian Hasbrook.
And unfortunately, Tom Thompson's not with us again tonight. We are in Evansville, Indiana.
You said it right, at the center.
At the center. A really nice place here. Tonight, we're going to see the last tour of Audio Adrenaline. What a shame. In Evansville, Indiana, the Mercy Me Audio Adrenaline Show. We also have a lot of fans here. They haven't opened up the gates yet, but we have a lot of fans here who are about to go in to see this show. Here we go. What's your name? Where are you from?
Janelle Harden.
Donna Wilson.
All right, and you're here to see who?
Audio Adrenaline.
Audio Adrenaline.
All right, what do you know about Audio Adrenaline?
Well, I know a lot of their music, and
okay.
I love it.
You do? All right, some of your favorite songs.
Pitch me up when I get down. I lift.
Me and your dad.
Okay, they've opened up the doors here, so we're about to let everybody come in to see the Mercy Me Audio Adrenaline Show. See you guys inside. Y'all take care.
All right.
Well, now we're inside the center here in Evansville, Indiana, and we're about to see Audio Adrenaline and Mercy Me. Hi, what's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia, how old are you?
Eight.
Eight? Wow, what's your name?
John.
Where are you from, John?
We're from up by Bedford, Indiana.
Is this your daughter?
Yes.
So who are you here to see?
Mercy Me and the Audio Journal.
She like them both?
Yeah, she's not heard a whole lot of it, but some Mercy Me she likes.
How about you?
I like them all.
Do you?
Yeah.
Which one is your favorite?
Probably Audio Adrenaline is probably my favorite. I like Ocean's,
Ocean Floor.
Ocean Floor, that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything else you like? Of course, everybody likes Big House, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah, she does know that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do like it. Big House. And I like Coming Up to Breathe.
There you go. Hey, thanks for talking to us, John. Have a good time, Sophia.
Bye.
Bye.
Going from Evansville, Indiana, on the way back home to Nashville, Tennessee, about to review the Audio Adrenaline and Aaron Schuster concert. Man, oh man. That was good, wasn't it?
It really was. I wasn't expecting Aaron to be there. I didn't even know.
Oh, you didn't know that he was actually on the bill?
I did not know at all.
Yeah. I knew he was on the bill. I knew a little bit about him, actually just two songs, but I loved the whole show that he did. Even though it was short, it was really, really good. Great support act.
What do you have, about 25 minutes?
Yeah, about 25 minutes or so. Aaron Schuster did about five songs, started off on the keyboards as he walked out there and just sat down on the keyboards. The band was there with him. Started off with a song called Give It All Away.
All of my plans, all of my dreams, I lay them down before your feet. All of my time, all that was mine, I now submit to your design. 'Cause you are the one and only one who dared to give it all away for me.
And he played a few more. He went into a new song that's going to be coming off the new album that is due out in June.
And I remember he told us we could order it tonight and save about $8, and we forgot.
Yeah, the people next to us, they were ready for that. I mean, they really liked him a lot. When he started this next song, the crowd knew it immediately, and they all started cheering and clapping, standing up.
Oh, yeah, that's because he played My Savior, My God.
You count it strange, so once did I. Before I knew my Savior. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me.
Then he said goodnight, and he left the stage. The stage was still dark.
And all they did was start hauling stuff off.
Yes. They don't waste time in between the first two acts. They get down to business.
Because what did it take them? I mean,
about eight minutes
tops.
Yeah.
To set up between Aaron and Audio Adrenaline.
Which Audio's equipment's already there. They just moved Aaron's equipment out of the way, and then there's Audio's equipment ready. Before Audio Adrenaline comes on, there was clips during the setup. There was clips of their songs going throughout the PA, and it was still dark in there, and lights was flashing from time to time.
Yeah, it was just giving us a brief background, a little brief history
of Audio Adrenaline, and I thought that was so neat. I love that. It was like warming you up and saying, get ready, here we come. The stage finally cleared off, and you just heard this rumbling, and boy, did they get everybody clapping their hands.
Oh yeah, they came out loud and proud, didn't they?
They sure did. At the end of that intro, the band bursted out there. Mark hit center stage as they strummed right into the song, Clap Your Hands.
Everybody, 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 come on, clap your hands.
really neat is this next song, because I wasn't expecting this next song. This next song is one of my very favorite Audio Adrenaline song called
Worldwide. You said you weren't expecting them to play that, right?
That's right. Because the way the words go, it's been 12 years. We're going to go 12 more years. Well, this is their farewell tour, and I'm going to hate that because I love seeing these guys. I bet I've seen them 6 or 7 times. I just love them and appreciate everything they stand for.
Well, I can tell you, Mike's been nothing but bragging on these guys since as long back as I can remember. This was my first opportunity to actually see them.
This is one of the very first Christian rock artists I've ever seen. I think I saw the Newsboys, I saw a Third Day, and then I saw Audio Adrenaline, and I was thinking, I need some more of this music. And that's what really got me turned on to the Christian rock scene was by listening to people like Audio Adrenaline, which I really appreciate. And I've met the guys, and we've interviewed them last year at GMA Week. And it was just a good time with these guys. These guys got a great heart.
Man, I forgot to mention about that hat he was wearing when he came out. What was that?
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Ben Straw hat? What was that?
Yeah, it was neat.
It was a little kind of Tom Sawyer thing. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, I'd never seen him wear a hat like that before on stage. And I actually thought his hair was all buzzed off when he had it on. But when he took it off, he did have a lot of hair on there. They went right into another song from their new album called
Adios.
Adios. And the Adios is like a greatest hits.
It's just called Adios Adrenaline.
And this one is called Mighty Good Leader. Everybody was doing that. He says, I want to see you people up in a balcony. I want to see you dancing. And I looked up, and those people were going bananas.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be some, like, jumping off the balcony myself.
I thought it was going to be some structural damage.
Well, you know what thing, to interject a little something, the crowd was amazing. The fact that you had people literally from about 8 years old to, I'd say, upper 60s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a big age range.
And you just don't see that at most concerts.
And when he says, everybody, we got to turn it up, they turn it up. The guitar started right into a big song, the Christian hit song of the 90s, Big House.
Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house.
During Big House is when Mark went through the crowd. And
literally.
Boy, did he. He went over the seats, over the seats, over the seats.
And that wasn't easy. These were high back chairs, guys.
Yeah.
These were like your dining room chairs. And there was no break in the middle of that crowd. I mean, there was no aisle space. He was literally climbing about 4.5 feet over to the top of chairs.
And he stopped a row right in front of us.
Yeah, he was very close. I mean, brutally close.
Yeah. Mark Stewart, the lead singer for Audio Adrenaline, is actually from the area of the Evansville, Owensboro area. He had a bunch of friends there, and they happened to be sitting in front of us. He walked right up to those people. That's when he started giving them high fives and all, and saying hi to them. And in the middle of Big House, what I really liked, too, was he says, it's time to go back to the 70s. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And he broke into a chorus and got everybody singing the 1970s hit, Free Ride.
Expect me. You told me not to expect that, so I didn't get all excited about it. And then they played it and said, you liar.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I really didn't. At the end of Big House, though, when they finished that, he's stuck out there in the middle of the crowd. And he goes, "Oh, I'm stuck." And Will, the bass player for Audio Adrenaline, yells from the stage, "Why don't you finish the song out there then?" He goes, "Oh, I gotta find somebody to help me." And he looked around, and he looked around, and he found this huge guy. And
he's a big man.
And he says, "Okay, I'm gonna say, 'In my father's,' and you gotta say the one word, 'house.' But you don't just sing it like Twyla Paris." He says, "I want you to sing it like Steven Tyler Aerosmith." And man, did that guy let loose.
Oh, when he tore into that, man, it was just deafening.
It was great. It was the perfect
guy. And the
guy
just went nuts because he held that for what? A good 30 seconds.
Yeah, seems like it. And that got the crowd going. He finally got his way out of the crowd as that ended the song, went back up on stage, and they broke into strobe lights. Strobe lights broke into...
"Until My Heart Caves In."
"My love is fierce.
Mark said hello to his church family and his hometown friends. He said, "We're looking for warriors, people to get off the church pews. It's time to be called the hands and feet of Christ." Now, he says, "Now will you be the warrior? I'm looking for some warriors."
Well, he asked that question more than once.
Yeah.
Remember, the response was a little light the first time. Then he repeats the question.
Yeah.
"I'm looking for some warriors."
And then he said, "Will you go? I will go." And then that's when they went into the song, "Hands and Feet."
"I'll go where you send me.
This song is when the guitar is singing solo, and he started in singing the song "Ocean Floor." Then the band kicked in. Oh, lights were beautiful. It was just a great song.
"You're not a pretty sight to see, but the wipes away.
Tell you what, the other guitarists, they were good singers.
They were very good on their harmonies.
Excellent.
Very good on their playing. Ben and Tyler wasn't with them anymore, and I just didn't know what to expect. The publicist gave me the information that they weren't going to be there, and I didn't know they had already left the band. But these guys that they got to fill in did a superb job. They just did an excellent job.
He got to the point in the show that it says it's time to get some crazy people up here on stage.
Yeah, did he? He, man, there was people coming in from everywhere. People out of the seats going up on the stage, and there was all kinds of ages up there.
Well, you know what? Yes, I only need about 4 or 5. About 45 people came up.
And as they were up there dancing and singing, they were also doing the song "Beautiful."
Now that's the one where he turned over the mic to a couple guys, right?
That's right, that's right.
Oh man, the first guy was, I guess he was about maybe 17, 18, right?
Yeah, about 16, 17, something like that. Matter of fact, I asked him what he thought about being up here on stage with Audio Adrenaline, and listen to what he says. "What's your name?" name? Where are you from?
I'm Ryan. I live here in Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah, so, and you got up on stage with Audio Adrenaline, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did. I got up over there.
So. What did you do? Just hop up there and then they picked you?
I stood on my seat and pointed at myself, and then he saw me right away, and so I went up there and just started going crazy.
This is one of the guys who was singing Beautiful with Audio Adrenaline.
Thank you.
And you took over, didn't you?
I pretty much did, I guess. thank you.
Take care, buddy. He also had another little guy up there by the name of Zach. And, man, Zach kind of took over, didn't he?
Zach must have been about 10.
Yes.
And about 4.5 feet tall. Well, he basically stole the mic from Mark, didn't he?
Well, yeah. And Mark just shook his head, folded his arms, and walked across to the other side of the stage like he's in charge now.
He's like, I might as well give it up. I ain't getting that thing back.
And that guy just belted out the chorus to Beautiful. After the song ended, that's when Mark said, now get off my stage. And he went in. To the big song and the big hit, Get Down.
In your weakness, he is stronger. In your darkness, he shines through. When you're crying, he's your comfort. When you're all alone, he's carrying you. I get down, he lifts me up. I get down, he lifts me up. I get down. Listen up.
At the end of Get Down, Will steps up to the mic and speaks a little bit about thanking everybody for supporting Audio Adrenaline. And he says, God can use you no matter what you think you are, no matter what you think you can do. He says, if he can use losers like us, he can use you too. They talked a little bit about the Hands and Feet Project. Mark even interrupted Will and said, there's also a family here tonight who has their daughter down there on the Hands and Feet Project working in the orphanage with my parents, and her name is Michelle. He said, I want to recognize her tonight. Michelle's mother and father was sitting right in front of us, and when he did that, she just started bawling.
Oh, yeah. I remember the poor lady just couldn't keep her eyes dry, could she?
Yeah, listen to what she says about that.
Okay, you Michelle's mother.
Yes. Now, she's famous because she was missing from the stage.
Yeah, and it made me cry.
You're crying.
I know.
He said the Lord changed his heart. Now he's got to go down there.
I know.
Isn't that grace?
Yes. I'm too chicken to go. I take you.
You're not going, huh?
No.
All right, now the Lord's going to work on her now.
Yeah.
He said that Mark made her cry.
No one wants to make me cry.
Well, I can understand. Because he interrupted it when he said it. That's what I liked about it. Hey, hang on. Let me say something here. Y'all been back here and said hi to everybody?
Yeah, we went back.
He talked to his mom and dad on her phone a while ago. So that was good.
We were in Nashville, you know, like 2 years ago, the first time I'd seen one of his concerts. He asked us to come out about an hour, hour and a half before showtime. Well, we get out there, we come in, we're the only ones there, and we come find a place to sit down. Here comes Mark, he sits down there. It's about 10 minutes to eight. One of the band members come down the aisle, and he said, hey, Mark, where's the crowd? Mark said, I don't know. Mark said, I hope the rest of these people, our friends, are stay. Said, look like they're the only ones we're going to be playing for. About that time, a lady come up the aisle with a radio. She said, open the gate and let them in. 15 minutes, standing room only. He was putting us on, see? But he.
Yeah, you knew that they were going to have just a few people and see them.
I had to go to the bathroom. I had to get up and leave.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Michelle's been going over for about 20 years, and she quit her job teaching back in January. She went full-time to Haiti. I'm going next month, the 17th.
For how long?
For about 10 days.
The Hands and Feet Project, right?
Right. I've never been there. Always said I wouldn't go, but, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
He can massage your heart, can't he?
I imagine he didn't mind.
That's awesome.
See, my daughter went to college with him, too.
Oh, yeah, Michelle did?
Uh-huh.
KCC?
KCC. This is our preacher where Drex, Mark's dad, used to preach at our church in
Bedford. Yeah, right.
Okay, well, he preached.
You took Mark's dad's place.
There's some tough shoes to fill there.
What's your name?
Richard Dickinson.
Hey, Richard, what church is that?
Richland Christian Church in Richland, Indiana.
How far is that from here?
About 24, 25 miles. Almost due east.
He knows how to get the crowd into it. That's the best thing. Is that what you do? You run out to the pews and stand on the in the middle here?
Yeah.
Do cartwheels.
The church leadership wouldn't bother that.
Mark did that when he was
was little, exactly what he did tonight.
Did he really? Yeah. He was born to be a performer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
We rank Mark as one of the best all time in all genres of music, as best lead man. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
They kind of said their farewells. The guitarist picked up the song called Goodbye.
You know I won't forget you.
Kicked in there at the end, and that to me was what made it touching. Mark's singing the goodbye song, and they all sitting there waving. And when they all did, they all walked off the stage, the crowd was going crazy, and they said goodnight, and they meant goodbye. There was no encore.
And that's a bad thing for myself personally. When they did say goodbye, I was kind of saddened myself because this was probably my one and only opportunity to ever see this band live. And Mike said he never saw the energy level higher than it was last night.
They really wanted to put on a show for the hometown crowd, for Mark and his friends. We talked to several people in the crowd. Listen to some of his actually old schoolmates. Hey, what's your name?
John Dart.
From where?
Rockport.
Rockport, Indiana.
Yes.
And you're a good buddy of Mark's too, huh?
Played drums with him in school, yes. South Spencer High School. He's a great guy. We're proud of him.
Well, he's come a long way, hasn't he?
He's come a long, long way. David was in my class, and Mark was 2 years younger, but we played drums together in a drum line. Good drummer, too.
Really?
Very good.
How'd you like the show?
It was awesome.
Well, how'd you like Mark tonight?
Oh, it was great.
What's your name? Where are you from?
April Weber, and I'm from the Richland area. Grew up with him.
You grew up with him?
Yeah.
Did he grow up?
No.
Did you see the concert?
Yeah, I saw it.
Are you going to ask that question?
Hey, I'm standing here on a microphone. You think I grew up? Nice to talk to you guys. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Chris Razor, Rockport, Indiana.
Eric Razor from Rockport, Indiana.
Who'd you like tonight the best?
Audio Adrenaline. He's a classmate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With Mark?
Yeah. I was.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You've been staying in touch with him?
When he was in Evansville last time, I went to his show, and we got to go backstage and talk with him.
Oh, classmate, huh?
Yeah.
Boy ain't never going to grow up, is he?
No.
One of your favorite songs?
Ocean Floor.
Yeah, Ocean Floor.
Ocean Floor. The one that Mark barely sings on. I like that. So y'all enjoyed tonight, huh?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
All right. It was great.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Gina Class.
You're a classmate of Mark's, too?
Oh, classmate.
What'd you think about him?
Tonight or back then?
Yeah, tonight, not back then. We don't discuss the past.
Well, it's all good. So
it's all good.
Yeah.
So you like tonight's show?
Yes.
All right. And here's some people who what they thought about of the Audio Adrenaline show after the show. How'd you like Audio Adrenaline?
It was awesome. It was fantastic. It was great. Very exciting.
How'd you like Audio?
They got a lot of energy, and I love the mission work that they're doing.
Yeah, the Hands and Feet Project.
Yeah, it was like being in a rock concert. It really was.
Yeah.
How'd you like it when Mark stepped right here in front of you?
Oh, I thought that was awesome.
That's the closest I've ever been to a performer before.
Well, look at Brian. You're right here. He's a performer. See him performing now? He's taking pictures in the balcony. How'd y'all like the show tonight?
It was awesome. Enjoyed it a lot. Well, all three of them offer different styles, but whatever you wanted, you got it tonight. That was cool.
Great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you get on stage too?
I did, yeah, for the Audio Adrenaline. Yeah, that was an experience. Those guys are nuts. I've seen them like 5 times, and it gets better every time. It's too bad they can't do it anymore after this, but it's been great all these years. So.
Thank you, guys. Hey, we're standing right outside the center. We just left, but there's several young ladies here who've been talking about Audio all the way down the sidewalk. So, y'all Audio Adrenaline fans?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Amber Livermore from Princeton, Indiana.
And yours?
Karen Martin from Princeton, Indiana.
Lindsay Burrell from Princeton, Indiana.
Mark Chris from Fort Bend, Indiana.
Jessica Ellis from Princeton, Indiana.
Eric Walton from Princeton, Indiana.
Where in the world is Princeton, Indiana?
It's just north of here.
North of here? How far?
It's the coldest
20 miles.
45
minutes.
Who liked Audio Adrenaline?
Wow!
Now, what was your favorite part about Audio Adrenaline tonight?
I guess because it was the last time I'll see them, so that made it special.
That did make it special.
Definitely won't make it to Hawaii for their their final show.
You don't want to go, Brian?
She can't make it.
Brian, yep. She can't go to Hawaii. Put the tickets back. No, she can't.
What? I can go.
Yeah, they're going to do the farewell in Hawaii, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too bad that we can't go either. But all right, now, what did you like so much tonight about Audio Adrenaline?
I don't know, that they were so awesome and that he came out into the crowd and everybody was just so happy that they're out there and that it was one of their last nights because of their last tour thing.
I just love hearing like loud music, especially upper beat music, not really the slower songs, the quieter songs like church hymns, even though they're okay, there's nothing wrong with them, but I mean, I like the upper beat kind of stuff that I can really just get down and dance to.
Well, Audio provided that tonight, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they definitely did.
Hey, thank you everyone for being here and talking to us. God bless you all.
You're welcome.
All right, Brian, if I was to rate this on a 1 to 10 scale, 1 being I wish I hadn't gotten out of bed, 10 being, man, this can't get any better than this, where will you stand on this? Since this is your first time to see him.
This is my first time. I am a novice to seeing this band, and since it's my only, one and only shot to give them something good, I can't deny that I wish I could have seen them to have some basis of comparison, but the energy level was extreme when these guys hit. I haven't seen anybody come out in a crowd quite like that before. I've seen them come out, but usually they're surrounded by guards. This guy crawled out in front of people, spoke to them, hugged them, sang directly to them, handed over his mic. In most shows, you won't get that thing back. It was a tremendous audience participation, and I thought it was just great. I thought it was great. I'd have to say the only thing, and we're going to miss him for that reason, his voice cracked just a hair.
There toward the end?
During the very end.
You know what? That was during Goodbye, and that's what I thought made it touching to me, because it kind of gave you the reason why they were breaking up. His voice is actually, he'd been warned by doctors that he's going to have to stop performing live and singing like that because he's going to lose his voice altogether if he's not careful.
Yeah, you don't want to lose the ability to speak, and Christian community and the music community will be a little less for losing him.
That's right.
I got to give these guys about a 9.8 because they didn't do anything wrong. I mean, nothing.
I'm trying to think of what they did wrong too, Brian, and I think the only thing that they did wrong is I missed a couple of songs, and that would be We're a Band, and I'd like to heard the whole thing of Free Ride, but I also want to hear Never Gonna Be As Big As Jesus, and didn't hear that either. But that was all due maybe because of his vocal range at this point. It sounds like it's on the last leg at times, and you know when he's doing a tour like this, it's going to take its toll on him. He's also, they're not the headliner, so maybe they've been restricted on time. I thought their set list, what they played, was excellent. I don't know if I would have substituted anything else. I really don't. Maybe I would have taken out Mighty Good Leader and put in Never Gonna Be As Big As Jesus or something. But other than that, I have to agree with Brian. I'll give it a 9.7.
If you get above a 9 with this guy, you're doing very well.
That's true. But anyway, I just want to thank everybody. Thank you for Audio Adrenaline's management supplying us with the tickets. Brian with a photo pass, because we got some great shots, didn't you, Brian?
Oh, absolutely, and I would also like to thank the management of Audio Adrenaline and Mercy Me for giving us the opportunity. Like I said, we got a couple extra tickets that we gave to a very, in my opinion, deserving couple.
Oh, yes. Been through a lot together. They were at the very, very top. And we surprised them by bringing them down on the floor with us. Never met them before. We just talked to them for a few minutes, kind of figured out where their heart was. And we discovered that, you know what, they've been through a lot together. Let's bring them on down and let them join with us. They were ecstatic.
And after our ears popped a couple times, everything was great.
Well, anyway, I'm going to miss you, Audio Adrenaline.
And for Concert Blast, this is Brian signing off.
This is Mike signing off.
And we want to thank you very much. Bye-bye.
See you next time. God bless you.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.